Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He's John Kincaid.
I appreciate all of you who, in a civilized manner, not the jackwagons, but in a civilized manner, can call me out on something or question me on something or make me think about something. Because you know what? I'm no expert, and I'm a guy who has a radio show.
Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Oh, they can, all right. They're here to help you out. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully you have had a fantastic weekend so far. All right, let me look and see here what Anthony Piano has to be excited about, because there is my friend Scott Gulbranson out in Vegas put out they have the updated statistics of chances to make the second round, make the third. Let me see here, where are the Islanders at? The Islanders, it does not have the Islanders still yet having a chance to, let me see here, 7.1% chance to win the cup right now. As they start this morning, they have an 82.6% chance to get to the next round.
Well,
now that's slightly flawed. And the reason I'm going to say it's flawed is because nobody has home ice advantage.
Yes. Well, I will say this. There's only two teams that scare me in the Eastern Conference. That would be Boston and Carolina.
Okay,
thankfully they're playing each other, so one of them will be done after this opening round.
Okay, Boston right now this morning has a 7.8% chance to win the cup.
I firmly believe the Islanders will beat every other team in the Eastern Conference. I'm fairly confident. Carolina and Boston are the only two teams that worry me.
Okay, Flyers have a 7.6% chance to win the cup.
Oh, I can't wait. Looking good. The Islanders meet up with the Flyers next round.
Best odds to win the cup out of the Eastern Conference? Tampa. 8.1 compared to your Islanders at 7.1. But my Vegas Golden Knights, 26.6% chance to win the cup.
Look at that.
Woo, baby. Baby. Man, I would love that. I absolutely love that. It's been so much fun. The hockey bubble's been awesome, hasn't it?
Been great.
Do you love, like, games being on all the time?
I do, especially here in New York, still really limited what you can do. Can't do much still, so, you know, so pretty much you're home all day, so there's always something on to watch.
What is it that you can't do? Like, you can't do indoor dining, or can you?
No, you can't.
You can't go to a restaurant.
Only outdoor, still.
My gosh.
Still no movie theaters, still no gyms.
Well, I heard gyms might open up this week, right?
I believe the governor said on Monday he will have an announcement in regards to the gyms.
Good.
Finally.
Finally.
I want the movie theaters to open up. That's what I want. I missed going to the movies.
Well, you know, AMC's opening on Thursday.
Yeah, well, like 15-cent tickets, right?
15-cent movie. 15-cent movie. I want to go. Now, Olivia starts school Friday, so I don't know that, you know, what she's going to have on her calendar the day before school starts, but I'd like to go to the movies just because I'm a cheap one, and I'd love to take a quarter and a nickel and go to a movie with my daughter.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I've never got to do that. 15 what? Cents.
15 cent movie? Well, I didn't either. I didn't either. Now, I do remember going to the Waverly Theater in Drexel Hill for a dollar. That's the cheapest I've ever gone to a movie was a dollar at the Waverly Theater in Drexel Hill.
Yes. When I was younger, my grandparents lived in Virginia, and I remember going with my parents and my grandparents. I do remember they had a dollar theater there in Virginia when I was little.
The first time I ever attempted to make out in a movie.
Ooh, when was this?
At the Waverly Theater.
How old were you?
16, probably 16.
16?
And
what movie was it? You remember?
I can't remember. I'm sure I'll be able to remember, and I'm not going to give the young lady's name, but let's just say my attempt failed.
What happened?
Like Adam Gase on a Sunday, I thought I had a great game plan, Anthony, and I fumbled. Let's just say all the things I was thinking in my head I was going to do, I didn't have the cojones to, like, I mean, it was terrible. I was just fumbling all over the place. I was like Mark Sanchez on a Thanksgiving night.
Well, did you at least make an attempt and you were denied? Or
No, I made an attempt and it was clumsy and, terrible. Terrible. And then the next time I tried with a different girl, I then went on the over-aggressive route because I was so like last time I fumbled and I was clumsy. And then that got rejected because I was too aggressive. Like the first two
attempts. You didn't get slapped, did you?
No, but I got told that ain't happening.
Oh.
So it was two very failed attempts. The first two attempts in movies. You know, I always love it when guys tell stories about their conquests with girls and women and stuff. And it's like, they always tell these great stories. My first two in the movies were terrible. Terrible. Like absolutely awful. In fact, I've never even liked to attempt. I don't even kiss my wife at the movie theater. Seriously, I'm like, sit one seat away. I'm such a loser. Like, sit one seat away. It's terrible. By the way, I'm loving the social distancing in the movies, though. You reserve your seat, and there's a guaranteed seat. There's a guaranteed seat between you and the next person.
I do like that. I agree.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love it. I love it. The dude's method. All right, Anthony. We do it every year on the John Kincaid Show, and obviously this year's been a strange one. We start our NFL preview. By the way, 4 weeks from today, we will be getting ready for our first NFL Sunday. Are you psyched? I am. I'm very psyched. Your first 10 teams out in the National Football League. These are the 10 teams that we believe, honestly, have no shot at the postseason. Because 20 teams, well, this year, 18 teams missed the playoffs. Only 18 missed the playoffs this year because we had two extra teams in the playoffs this year. So this, what we're going to do is we're going to do our first 10 out, and then next week, our next 8 out. Because now, only 18 teams miss the playoffs, so it gets harder. But my first 10 out, Anthony, I didn't find it that difficult, but let's see how many we match up on.
All right, so I have Washington, the Washington football team.
I have the Washington football team also. Let me try it with you here. Washington and Washington we match up on.
All right.
I have the New York Giants.
I also have the New York Football Giants.
Okay, the New York Football Giants. So we each have Washington and the Giants, so we match on two. I'm going to go to another one that I think you definitely would have. the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I do have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I am not sold at all on Gardner Minshew as a franchise quarterback.
I also believe you would have the Cincinnati Bengals on your list.
I do. I like Joe Burrow, but that offensive line definitely has some glaring issues, and I would say the defense falls into that same category.
I also believe you would have the Carolina Panthers on your list.
I actually do. Matt Rhule, yes. First-year head coach, outside of Christian McCaffrey, different.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bare.
Okay, so we match on five. On the first five that we've listed, we match. Now, I have a feeling that we may only match on two of the next five of mine.
All right, let's hear it.
Lions.
I actually do have the Detroit Lions.
Okay, we're 6-6 then. Okay, 6-6. I believe the Lions aren't terrible, but I believe they will be a last place club. All right, I'm going to give you the Arizona Cardinals.
I do have the Arizona Cardinals as well. I think
wow.
they have a bright future. I like Kyler Murray, but that is a very difficult division. As you know, I mean, they've done some nice things, adding some pieces around him, Hopkins this offseason. They got some buzz, but I think the defense is still a work in progress. So
I have the Los Angeles Chargers.
I also have the Los Angeles Chargers.
We're 8-8. 8-8 we've matched. Okay, I'm a little concerned about this because now I wonder, are we going to match on my last two?
Let's hear them.
I have the Denver Broncos.
I do not have the Denver Broncos.
You do not have the Broncos. Okay, by the way, I love the Broncos draft. I've loved the Broncos draft, but I don't believe the quarterback is ready to win yet. Not yet. Not yet. But I'm not a disbeliever that the Broncos can be good down the line, but I don't believe they're winning yet. And I have the Rams.
I do not have the Rams either.
So Broncos and Rams are the two that we disagree on.
I'm not willing to give up on the Rams just yet.
Now, they may be in your next date out next week.
Possibly.
They could be.
Maybe.
Tell me who are the two on your list right now.
Well, I have my own football team, the New York Jets.
The first 10 out?
Yeah. You know, I really don't like Adam Gase. Like, I really do think, like, he's a bad head football coach. Like, I do not like him at all. The defense remains a concern for me. C.J. Mosley opt out. No Jamal Adams, obviously. I still worry about them trying to generate any kind of pass rush on the defensive side of the football. And offensively, I still worry about what's around Sam Darnold from a weapons standpoint. At the wide receiver position, I'm very nervous about. So I'm going to go
you
with
have
the New York
Jets.
Jets.
Your own team you put
my
on the list.
Team.
Okay, who's the next one?
And then the Bears. I have to go with the Bears.
So you put the Bears on your list.
Talented defense, but I think they need help offensively.
Oh, I think they do, too. I think they do, too. So I will post it on my social, and I think you two should, too, Anthony, just for it at some point today.
I will.
My first 10 out, Giants. The Washington football team. Sounds so strange. The Lions, the Panthers, the Rams, and the Cardinals. So I put six NFC teams in the first 10 out. And then I have the Chargers and the Broncos, the Jags and the Bengals. Those are my first 10 out. And you are welcome to interact on social media with that. At John Kincaid, KINCADE, at CBS Sports Radio, and at Tony Pierno. Very dramatic. Love that there. By the way, our toll-free line will be open for you all morning long at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And it's sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more today and try to find out a little bit more about what they've got going on. I'm wondering about the NFL. Whether the NFL will ever have preseason games again. Because the Players Association seems to really like the idea of not having preseason games. And I wonder whether we are going to have a rash of injuries, a rash of Achilles injuries, something like that, where players aren't in game shape. And you can tell me all you want about practice. Practice. What about practice? You can tell me all you want about practice. But I am would be very much concerned that with no preseason games at all, that we're talking about a thing where we could have a bunch of players getting hurt. And if we don't, and if it goes smoothly, then my thought is we're never going to see preseason games again. Like, there will be, we'll have a 17th game added to the schedule, which I believe is inevitable anyway by the collective bargaining agreement. It is inevitable that we're going to see that 17th game. And my thought process is already this, and I've told you it before. We have 32 teams in the NFL. That means if you add a 17th game, that is 16 more games that you have to schedule. My guess is London is getting 8 of them. So London gets 8 of them. And then you will find Mexico City or Toronto or somewhere else where they will play games. And that they'll take the game international for that one game. Two bye weeks, 17 games, and I believe that's where the NFL's heading. 855-212-4CBS if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. 855-212-4CBS. Just a thought. I don't need any input because the college football playoff is going forward. And by the way, they're not waiting for JV football to be played in January or February. They're not waiting for that. So if the JV wants to play in January and February, they're not waiting to determine the college football playoff. They're going to have it beforehand. But the idea that we're going to have a college football playoff, I don't need any input from the Pac-12 or the Big Ten on the college football playoff committee. They decided not even to try. So what now? You have somebody too cautious to even give it an attempt to try? And you're going to let them determine who plays in the college football playoff? That would be, remember, that would be after a season. So that would mean we actually played a season. So all the nervous Nellies who didn't want to play would end up being wrong. They would wrong. Their science that they were basing it on was wrong. I don't want a Big Ten voice in the room. I don't want a Pac-12 voice in the room. They quit on the 2020 season. They quit. They may be doing it for the right reasons. They may not be, too. And I've got another story we're going to get to where they may not be. But I don't need their input in the college football playoff. They shouldn't have a voice. For this year, they shouldn't have a voice in the room. Why should the Pac-12, who quit on the season, and the Big Ten, who quit on the season, why should they have any voice in determining the national championship? Oh, and by the way, they're not going to have spring football, so the USFL version of whatever they're going to try. I don't know what kind of trophy you're going to make up or whatever, but that's what it's all going to be. And I would guess the biggest names in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will not be playing. They won't be playing. They'll be on to the next stage of their career, which is why you go to college in the first place. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. Now, nothing political about this virus or canceling college football, right? A college football like conference commissioner wouldn't be getting political about it, would he? Well, maybe he did. Like, blatantly. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Your Sports Sunday always starts here. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Denny Crane. Oh, puts a smile on my face. Little Boston Legal on a Sunday morning here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's just such an upbeat theme. Such an upbeat theme. Love it. All right. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will have Doug Glanville on the season that is emerging in Major League Baseball. Thank God the 5%ers survived and the 95%ers are looking pretty dumb right now. Joe in Cleveland joins us on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad you just brought up a very important concern that I share with you about the NFL player safety and the chance for injuries. You know, the movie Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino says, football is a game of inches. 1 second too early, too late, you don't quite get it. And I thought about that. And I'm like, you know, these guys should have been, you know, running through training camp and then going through the preseason. What's going to happen, you know, in a month when they get into week one and it counts and somebody's too late? You know, I think we're going to see, you know, torn ACLs. We're going to see guys getting knocked out because they're too late.
That scares me.
I hear that concern.
It does. It scares me that the health of the players, that, and I'm talking about the health of the players by injuries that they get on the field. By the way, you know, it's strange, and I appreciate your call, is the amount of people that are now ultra concerned about the college athletes and their safety and their health. Because it makes me shake my head and I say, do you not realize how dangerous the game they've been playing is? Like, a virus is a hell of a lot less dangerous to them and less of a danger to them than it is to, let's say, play football. Much more dangerous playing football. Much more. My gosh. 855-212-4CBS if you'd like to get in here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. So, Anthony, why do you bring in a conference commissioner when you bring him in to do the job? What's the job of a conference commissioner, right? Is to make sure the student athletes are getting a good education, to make sure that they are safe when they're out there on the playing field and maximize revenues for the conference. I mean, what are some of the things?
Those things sound correct.
They're all right.
They sound good.
What if I told you that there's one gentleman who back in June, in an article that's really not getting a lot of attention, said, you know, one of his priorities was to swing a presidential election.
That's strange.
Isn't that strange? But wait a minute, Anthony, there's no politics involved in this. Isn't that what we've been told? There's no politics involved in the Big Ten sitting out, right? Well, first year Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, and by the way, I ask you to go read Pete Thamel's piece out of Yahoo from June 15th, which I was at the beach, so I missed this. I was at the beach on June 15th, so I completely missed this. Didn't see it. The article is entitled, Can the Big Ten Swing a Presidential Election? Kevin Warren wants to find out. The Big Ten Commissioner. He wants to swing a presidential election. He says that I want to include nonpartisan education. Uh-huh. And a deeper understanding of registration, voting, and voter suppression. But nonpartisan education on politics? Is there such a thing? And more importantly, if you're trying to swing a presidential election, what does that mean? Well, what it means is that the last time they had a presidential election, the Big Ten states went the way of the Republican candidate. As a conference, we have a platform. I'm quoting Mr. Warren. We have a responsibility. We have a mechanism to pull people together. Interesting. Interesting. He says, I don't know how many of our 10,000 athletes are already registered to vote. I don't know how many voted in 2016 or 2018, but I would like to start a voter database in the Big Ten. What? What? I want to start a voter database. This is interesting to me. He said there are 10,000 people that will vote out of the Big Ten. And many of our states in the last election were up for grabs. Interesting. So the next time, go read Pete Thamel's piece on the new Big Ten commissioner from June, who explicitly states creating a voter database of Big Ten athletes. education on voting and education on politics? Interesting. So the next time someone tells you that there isn't politics involved in decisions by these football conferences, ask yourself, why did the Big Ten commissioner tell you that there is? Why did he, in his own words, and you'll have to go read it for yourself, why did he tell you that it is? And by the way, when you're trying to swing an election, you're trying to change things and you weren't pleased with the results. So I don't trust Mr. Warren to have a nonpartisan education process. I think it's clear he's quite partisan to what he wants to do. But there's no politics involved in any of these decisions about football, right? Right? Interesting. That'd be very strange. CBS Sports Radio hires me and goes, John, well, what do you want to do with your show on Sundays? Well, I think I'd like to, first of all, create a database of our listeners and how they vote and get them registered to vote. And we'll keep a database to make sure everybody's what? They'd be like, John, that's not your job. It's not your job. Your job is to do a radio show. That would be your job. Why would you be doing that? Why would that be your agenda? Ask yourself why a conference commissioner is concerned and interested in swinging a presidential election. But there's no politics involved. And I've had other media members right on my feed, blue in the face. It's not about politics. There's no politics involved. There shouldn't be. And by the way, there shouldn't be from institutions that lean to the right either. It's not supposed to be partisan. It's not supposed to be education with a political agenda, but unfortunately it is. And there are violations of it all over the place, both sides. So don't just think this is one-sided or otherwise. But a decision to not play football, there's no politics involved. I can't trust this Big Ten commissioner to not have politics involved, because he told me in his own words that politics are involved. It's part of his agenda. I wonder how he's going to stand up to those parents, though, who are starting to speak up. We'll get to them coming up here on the show.
John Kincaid Show allows you 24/7 access on Twitter. Follow along at John Kincaid.
Okay, we got to change that because it is a lie. Because I need my sleep. And last night, my wife and daughter are out of town this weekend. So it was just me and Nikki Foles last night, the puppy. And man, I had my eye on the clock all night long. I was so concerned about oversleeping, I sent a text last night to Anthony and said, look, if you don't hear from me by like 5 o'clock in the morning, you call me on the phone and make sure that I'm awake. But I was awake at four o'clock in the morning, checking email and everything, because I was sleeping with one eye open. That may be because I've been watching my Phillies, who have been a horror show, especially that bullpen. And then I've been watching the Braves here, because I live in Atlanta and on the flagship station of the Braves, 680 The Fan, and they've been a bit of a crazy mess with injuries and such. So it's always good to lean on those who opine on Major League Baseball for a living. And he's a Penn guy, which I always figure means that Doug couldn't get into Temple like I did. So he had to go. He was forced to go to Penn. Doug Glanville, Major League Baseball analyst, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show. So, Doug, that was it, right? Temple put you on a wait list, and then you said, well, I'll go to Penn. Was that the idea?
Yeah, I was still waiting, man. I'm still waiting. So
they haven't let you in.
And as you know, big Darryl Hall and John Oates fan, and they're
there you
universities.
Go.
Yep. So
there you go.
Claire Smith. I have a lot of
people I'm big fans of over from Temple.
And of course, the John Kincaid Show, too. I mean, it's great. So, Doug, let's, I mean, when baseball was starting and you heard about them attempting to go non-bubble and everything like that, I'm sure, like everybody else, you had doubts. Are you surprised at how baseball's been able to pull it off?
Well, I think it's around where I thought. I think the question I had was, you know, are they going to be able to finish it? And the finishing wasn't just because, you know, 23 teams, you know, make 60 games. It's just that can the entire league be able to maintain, you know, sort of the competitive balance or integrity of the game? When you sit there and you saw, you know, whatever, last week the Cardinals were 2-3 and the Cubs were 13-3, and you said, wait a minute, how are they going to do this if teams play, you know, 23 games less than the other? So that was the, you know, overarching question. You know, it seems like overall, you know, gone fairly well. You've had the Marlins, obviously, and the Cardinals, the Reds a little bit have dealt with COVID, but it does seem like, you know, it's whatever quarters they're in, the travel, you know, whether it's eating or hotels or how they get there, but it doesn't seem like it's a lot of team-to-team exposure. Not so much exposure, but, you know, passing it through. But we'll know more, you know, probably in hindsight, and that's, you know, that's what's so tough about it.
I'll tell you, after they go to the expanded playoff, so 16 teams in the playoffs in each, you know, in entire Major League Baseball, I love the idea of giving them like a 3-day break and then having a bubble set up for the American League and a bubble set up for the National League. Have you heard that is a real possibility? I know it's been speculated.
They certainly have tried to figure out any scenario and reconsider. You know, that's what you have to be. You have to be nimble with this. And as you mentioned, you know, they didn't start off with this bubble idea. And there was fairly, you know, there were some reasons for it. Some players were, you know, the family issues of just not seeing family, the fact that you need so much real estate. You know, there's just a lot of things that were different than, say, basketball. But at the same time, when you start to reduce the number of teams and the requirements, you know, it's something you have to consider. But, you know, if they're able to, you know, kind of make it through here and not have, you know, any more real outbreaks or figure out something that they're adjusting off of what happened to the Marlins and the Cardinals, you know, maybe they still are able to continue this format. And, you know, and so, you know, baseball in and of itself as a sport has, you know, considerably less contact than basketball. So they do feel like the game itself is achievable. So, you know, off of that information, they're going to have to figure out what the next steps are with the playoffs.
What have you thought of the quality of play?
I think overall I've thought it to be, you know, surprisingly good. I know that their injuries have been one of the questions, and whether that's connected, it wouldn't surprise me given that you have these starts and stops of summer camp and spring trainings and the fact that, you know, players have been off. It's a really tough rhythm. And I know as a player, if I didn't, you know, play for three games, my swing was really off. You know, it was just a tough way to, you know, to consider that rhythm is a big part of the game. Tempo is part of the game. But overall, I've also seen some, you know, inspiring play and just surprises. You just never know when you put major league players who all have talent. I don't care what team you're on. You're all, you know, major league players that have had tremendous success in your life. Sometimes they just can find that right environment and click in a way that's unexpected. And even though you have favorites and you think teams may run away with it, this is a year where you can't make that prediction. And as a result, everybody's in it, every single team.
Are you a believer that all you've got, like, let's say you're one of the talented teams, like you're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees, or one of those really, really talented clubs, that all they have to do is get in? It doesn't matter where they're seated. It doesn't matter, you know, there really isn't home field advantage. All that matters is just get in, and then once they get there, they'll figure it out.
I hope a team who's taking that approach, they're probably going to get in trouble. You know, because,
I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether it's a three-game series, I mean, you could get knocked out by anyone. And we even see that with the wild card. You know, you just have one game. That's always been, you know, different than the way baseball is structured. It's structured around the long haul, 162 games, a series format where you're playing in groups of games. So then, therefore, the cream rises to the top. That's, you know, and so when you do play 162 games, you certainly have earned your position if you win a division, because it's been reinforced over and over with a lot of data sets. This is a small sample relative to baseball. And, you know, you just don't know in a short group. If I took my best 60 games, you know, I might be a 400 hitter. You know, so,
sure.
I mean, it's just, you know, so we're up against the nightmare of Major League Baseball's analytics, and that is the small sample size. And so, you know, to take the Yankees, right? You have Stanton's down, Judge's down. You know, people are just out, and injuries pile up. If they pile up at the wrong time, or you get a COVID outbreak in September, you know, you have no idea where you're going to be. So they're literally taking it hour to hour, and that's why whoever's left standing in this could be a tremendous surprise.
I'm wondering, with Doug Glanville, ESPN baseball analyst, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, about a team like the Braves. No Acuna, no Albies, no Adams, and then no Soroka at the top of the rotation. Cole Hamels hasn't been able to contribute anything yet, and they hope to be able to get something out of him. I was expecting the Braves to do big things, not just because I'm here in Atlanta, but I thought they were one of the most talented teams in baseball. It's been a struggle, a major struggle.
Right. I mean, you take Fulte, right? I mean, here's a guy that has got tremendous stuff, and, you know, he's, you know, barely gets out of camp. And, you know, and these are the things that happen very quickly. And when you see a large season, you kind of go, oh, okay, we lost a couple of guys.
You work it out.
Yeah, you're like, all right, and you have depth, and the minor league players that are replacing them are playing. You know, they're actually playing. Now you have taxi squads and the sort of mystery pirate ship of players that are kind of in the background, you know. So you have to bring in people that you're not sure what's going to happen. I mean, the Marlins is quite a story, because, you know, they're kind of like a tribute to the witness protection program, and they come out there and they sweep the Orioles, and they find ways to win. So I think teams that have these advantages, for example, even analytics, you know, you look at how that's evolved, it's about matchups. Right, and if I play a team 10 times versus 20 in certain circumstances, then I might figure out a matchup advantage against that team early on that doesn't give them a lot of time to adjust. And all of a sudden, you lose 7 games to that team, or 6 out of 9, and you're like, what happened? And that matchup reality can happen with any two teams. That's what's so dangerous about, you said, the playoffs and having all these extra teams. And I understand why they say expand it, because in some ways, it's an apology to say, well, we don't know what's going to happen. Some teams might get lucky. The cream may not be able to rise. So we're going to give you kind of a wider range here to kind of get in. Or you have a team like the Cardinals that's good, but then, you know, they get hit by COVID. But the thing is, you just don't know when these events will happen. And they can just as well happen on September, you know, 23rd. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
I just think it's incredible that the Marlins and the Cardinals, that they had just followed protocols, that we would have, COVID would be almost a non-story in baseball if they had just followed procedures, like 28 other teams have pretty much managed to do. That's
yeah,
what
I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, that's certainly a huge lesson. And I also think there is some level of uncertainty. I mean, there is a certain level of uncertainty when we're talking about, you know, what actually works. We're all still learning
sure.
it. And, you know, whether guys, you know, question marks around whether people are out there partying, or, you know, just like, hey, I ate a little bit too close and we ended up talking that night, or, you know, that's what's so, you know, difficult with all of us. We're trying to figure it out. Baseball is it's a sport that has all these resources, has these high performance, generally, you know, healthy athletes. They can turn around testing. They have all these advantages and privileges. And I believe we'll learn a lot from the sport about our health crisis. And in some ways, that is the sort of huge advantage of them going out there and playing, because we get to get a little bit more informed about what we're dealing with.
All right, Doug, before I let you get to your Sunday breakfast or whatever you're going to do this morning, maybe a workout, if I made you you're the general manager of a baseball team. And you're not the Dodgers, you're not the Yankees, you're one of the other teams that has an up and coming future. Would you make any decisions based on a 60 game season? Would you make like a managerial change? Would you make a decision on players and stuff like that based on this crazy season, or would you tend to let the dice roll to next year?
I have to let the dice roll. You know, I don't see how this small sample is going to be that informative other than the information that you've gathered up until this point. You know, you have a veteran player that's 33. All right, his body of work, you kind of know. So, you know, those are moves you can make. But, you know, when you talk about up-and-coming and young players and all that uncertainty, you take like an Austin Romine, right, a catcher with Detroit who's 31, and he's like kind of figured it out. You know, he's had a decent year last year, and he's coming into his own. You're like, all right. So these are tough decisions. I mean, I can't imagine trading someone in like a couple of weeks off of like.
Cardinals have played
what, seven games? You know, you're like, you're terrible. We're getting you out of here after seven games. Like, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Doug, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we would have been happy to have you at Temple. We really would have.
Absolutely. I love Temple. So go.
Thanks. Thank you, Doug.
All right.
See you, buddy.
There you go.
Doug Glanville joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I think he did all right for himself going to Penn and then becoming a Major League Baseball player. Good job with Doug. And a great author, by the way, too. Check out some of his fine work there. You know, today on CBS, we've got live PGA Tour action continuing. Players teeing off at the oldest golf tournament in North Carolina. It's the Wyndham Championship, and coverage begins today at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific, only on CBS. CBS is how my man Damon Amendola does it in the mornings on the DA show. Very entertaining. Good way to start your morning here on the network. And if you haven't found some of the other shows on the network, if you hear on the weekend, maybe our show clears, meaning that it's available to you, and you don't realize this CBS Sports Radio Network has plenty of other options for you. DA show, Pat McAfee is becoming the talk of sports radio world. Obviously, the Radio Hall of Famer and Jim Rome.
You know, Pat McAfee is into wrestling now. He's actually.
I saw that he made an appearance.
He will be actually in a ring wrestling one of the WWE superstars coming up shortly.
That didn't even look scripted at all either. I mean, that looked totally believable. Yeah, that what I saw on video.
Well, I didn't believe it, but
of course I don't believe it either. I told you when I worked for the Philadelphia Flyers, my office where I would be in Mike Keenan's. Like adjunctive office is where we would do video. If the Flyers were out of town and I wasn't on the trip, I'd be in that office. So on a Saturday night, Flyers are on the road. I'm in there logging video in the coach's office, and they would be having Saturday night wrestling once a month at the Spectrum. So some nights it crossed over, and the wrestlers would be having dinner while we go they have the caterers come in and everything. And you could walk into the room, and so I'd be able to walk in as an employee and go grab dinner. And there are the wrestlers sitting there, like, reading shot sheets. Like, okay, you're going to do this, and then I'm going to do this. We're going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And I was like, man, it's not real. And then wrestlers get all upset. Oh, yeah, it's real. Look, the physical risk is real. But, man, I sat and watched you read scripts. Don't lie to me. Big Ten parents are finding their voices. And this logical argument will shut up the no football crowd. Second half of the John Kincaid Show next, CBS Sports Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Oh. When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.